Hello there, Audio Candy. This is not going to be one of my normal recordings. Today I'm going to be talking about something that matters to me, and I'm going to be describing experiences that are very personal to me. For a while, I was questioning myself about why I wanted to record this and why I wanted to post this, because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't doing it for the wrong reasons. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't asking for attention. So I questioned myself and I came to the conclusion that I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for all the people that have had similar experiences. And in case any of you have gone through something like this, or in case you know someone who does, because not enough people understand it. And what I'm going to be talking about is eating disorders, specifically restrictive eating disorders. Because they're so stigmatized, so incredibly stigmatized, and people don't understand them. So, I'm going to tell you where I personally am right now in my, I don't know what to call it, in my recovery, I guess. And then I'm going to talk about the nature of eating disorders. So right now, I've been calling myself recovered for about a year. And I do think I am recovered as I can be. I still have bad days, and today happens to be one of them. But it's not unbearable. It's just frustrating. Today, I woke up, and usually when I wake up, I'm hungry for breakfast. Because I'm a morning person. And today I woke up, and I was not hungry at all. I just didn't have any hunger cues. I drank water. I decided to just eat whenever I would get hungry. Soon enough, it was 9 o'clock, and I woke up at 7, and that's when I realized that, you know, maybe something was up. So I forced myself to eat 2 bananas, and then I sat down again and tried to get on with my day, but I had this sinking, disgusting feeling in my stomach, as if I had just, you know, eaten a platter of fried food or something. I just felt so stuffed, so full. And that's part of how I knew that today was going to be a day. But I'm used to this by now. I probably have days like this once or twice a month. So I went on the internet, and then I decided to take a shower. So I went into the bathroom, took off all my clothes, and ended up just staring at myself in the mirror for 15 minutes. And I wasn't critiquing myself exactly. I wasn't, you know, looking at myself and thinking that I was fat or anything. I was just studying my body. Because I am also body dysmorphic, which means that what I see in the mirror isn't always what's actually there. But it's, for me anyway, it's not how people describe it, where they look in the mirror and, you know, see a different person or something like that. For me, it's just that I look in the mirror and it doesn't click that that's me. I forget what I look like. I have not as much of a sense of self when it comes to my physical appearance. I look in the mirror and I see my body and I don't know what it means exactly. It's hard to explain, but that's honestly the best way I can. It's like trying to remember a dream when you can kind of catch little glimpses, connect a few dots, but it's hazy in your mind. And it's not that you can't see it, you just can't understand it. That's what it's like. So then I took a shower, and then it was while I was in the shower that I started thinking about how I should deal with this bad day. And that was when I decided to make this recording, both to vent and to sort out my feelings and to educate. And so here we are. And now it's time for the education. Eating disorders are not a choice. People think that they are. People think that they don't think that they're a choice, and then they meet someone with an eating disorder and just tell them to eat. It's not that fucking easy. You wouldn't blame someone for having bipolar disorder or schizophrenia, but people blame other people for having eating disorders. Another thing that people think is that eating disorders can be determined by physical appearance, and that is just completely not the case. In the same way that I was saying that you wouldn't blame someone for having bipolar disorder, you also can't look at someone and assume that they have bipolar disorder. It doesn't make sense because it's a mental illness. And eating disorders are the same way. They're a mental illness that has physical side effects. Not everyone experiences side effects, but most people do. When I was in my darker days, I definitely did. Another thing about eating disorders is that people don't realize how fucking hard it is to get out of them. In most cases, there's no such thing as a full recovery, just as there's no way to get rid of OCD or other mental illnesses. There's something that you have to deal with, there's something that you have to learn to control, learn to understand, but still people expect you to fully recover from eating disorders. It's the same with depression. People expect you to recover, and it's a lifelong illness that gets better but doesn't go away. And the last thing that I want to talk about is what goes on in the brain of someone who has an eating disorder. People start restricting their food in different ways. For me, it was because I had OCD and I count things. And I started counting the things that I ate, and I wanted to try to make the number smaller. It had nothing to do with me being self-conscious of my body. It turned into that after a while, but that wasn't what it was at first. For other people, it does start with them being self-conscious about their body. And for other people, it starts because they've just been restrictively eating their entire life, and It slowly developed into a disorder. There's all sorts of reasons. But once it develops in your brain, really fucked up things happen. Because the first organ that starts becoming inhibited by the lack of nutrition is your brain. And when you already have a mental disorder and your brain is not working as hard as it should, that creates a lot of problems. For one, you don't feel emotions as potently as you should or as you used to. You don't retain memories. You become distant. You have this glazed film over your eyes. You don't experience life with the same vibrancy. Your brain puts all of its energy into keeping your body moving, keeping you alive. It doesn't have time to think about those other things. Your brain goes into survival mode. You remember numbers extremely well because they have to do with survival. You feel like you have more energy because you constantly have this little adrenaline rush, which is especially harmful to people who have restrictive eating disorders that include exercise. I didn't really completely experience that. I did a little bit, but yeah, you feel like you have more energy than you really do. And so it's very easy for people to overexercise. It was also easy for me to count calories very accurately in my head, very quickly. When I remember my darker days, I don't remember Thanksgiving. I don't remember what I got for Christmas any of those years. I don't remember what I did on the vacations that I went on, but I do remember how many calories I ate. I remember researching nutrition. I remember taking my own food places. I was just in this constant cycle, running numbers through my brain. If I eat this, then it's this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And I would repeat the number of calories that I had eaten that day over and over and over and over again in my head. And I couldn't turn it off because my brain was so malnourished, it didn't know how to function, so I just kept thinking of numbers over and over and over again, and it was those disordered numbers because I had a fucking disorder. And then I started recovery. I chose recovery, and I remember the day that I chose recovery. I was disgusted with my body, and also scared for my health, because sometimes I would lay in bed and I could hear my heart, because it was working so hard to keep my blood pumping. I would walk up the stairs and I would be so tired. I would be wrapped in blankets and I would still be freezing because I had no insulation on my body. I would eat a piece of bread and feel like I was about to throw up, because it was so much food. I would try to think, and I couldn't. I would try to partake in conversations, and I couldn't. I tried out for a play, and my acting was complete shit. I was in marching band, and I was section leader, and marching was so hard for me, but I did it. I somehow marched when I was 85 pounds. But I chose recovery, and as soon as I chose recovery, things got a lot harder. Things got harder because I couldn't just give in to the disorder anymore. I couldn't just go into a daze and think about numbers. I had to think about myself. And I had to eat. I had to eat a lot to recover. Because when you recover from a restrictive eating disorder, you can't just go back to eating normal amounts. You have to eat a lot, 3,000 plus calories a day. And going from, 400 at the most to 3,000 is extremely painful, physically painful, because your stomach shrinks and your body isn't used to holding that much food. And you have digestive issues, and it becomes even harder to walk because your body has to burn so much energy in order to digest. So I became even more tired. My hair started falling out. My nails were weak. So my point is that recovery is hard, and it's not as easy as just, making a choice and then getting better. Because while I forced myself to physically get better, I was practically worse mentally, because I was counting even more obsessively, because I was being forced by myself to eat more. I was studying my body even more every day to see if I could notice my weight gain. That happened for a few months. And then the thoughts very, very slowly started to recede, because once your body starts recovering and once your brain gets the nourishment that it craves, it's so much easier. And now most days I can enjoy food. I don't really care about my body that much. I'm still slightly dysmorphic, like I was talking about before, but it's bearable. And I still have the disorder, but I know how to deal with it. I know how to not care. And that's what I have to say about eating disorders. I think I covered all of it. If you have any questions, comments, accusations, I'd really love to answer them to the best of my ability. So, feel free to comment. Oh, and lastly, like I said, I am having a bit of a bad day today, so I feel like some of you will want to try to support me somehow in the comments, and I just want to tell you that I don't really want any sort of pity, or I don't want you guys to tell me that, I'm beautiful or something, because that'll just make me think about it even more. So just, if you want to comfort me, don't say anything like that. If you want to cheer me up, then please, please give me some good puns. Thanks for listening, guys.